Thank you. Yes.
Could you comment on how do you think the reappearance of Russia on the national, on the international stage, how does that going to affect Georgia? Shortly before the initial deadline, the white paper, the Chinese put out a document in which they said, talked about the size of their army. And they said, of course, it's our national character. Our national character demands that our army be bigger than the enemy. And our national character demands to be bigger than the Japanese. But our national character does not demand to be bigger than the Americans. And I read this and I thought, well, what about somebody else with whom you share a border? Are they not contenders anymore? Why is Russia left out? It strikes me, in many ways, that this was the most important event internationally since 1989. And that therefore, if we're thinking about what kind of intellectual capital we need in the future, we ought to be factoring in. What are your views of their experience?
Yeah, well, there are a couple of areas, I think, that have been neglected over the last, 15 years. I mean, it is sort of, you point to a very good irony in the fact that I think the study of Russian and Russia, I think, has declined since the end of the Cold War. I would say that the study of nuclear strategy has declined since the end of the Cold War, and that is a particular problem for us. I mean, if you look, for instance, at the uniformed services, there's also been a decline as the number of nuclear weapons come down, the number of people who work with them come down, the amount of expertise comes down in the nuclear labs, the level of expertise has come down. There are a lot of people who've been focused on that part of maintaining the nuclear infrastructure and enterprise of the country, but what we haven't paid much attention to is that the civilian component has declined, and there are some people who are working on this. But whereas 30 years ago, when I was in graduate school, studying Soviet affairs and studying nuclear strategy was where a lot of very bright people would go. Increasingly, it's hard to see that. So I can't really predict what the events of the last few weeks in the caucuses will mean for Minerva, but I do think the broader point that we need plenty of people to study. To be back in the study of Russia and the particular kind of regime that has emerged in Russia, which is one I don't think we understand very well. It's a kind of corporatist capitalist regime of a very unusual type that we really need to get a better handle on. But it does seem to me that Minerva absolutely speaks to some of the specific issues that gave rise to the conflict in Georgia, in the sense that ethnic conflicts with small groups of people like Ossetians and Abkhaz and Adjars and Georgians is something we don't know and very much about. Well, pipeline's a whole other subject. But so I think there'll be plenty of scope, I would expect, in the ambit of Minerva to get at some of those gaps. I've stupefied yet another audience into total silence, or it's the end of the day, I'm not sure which. Well, thank you all very much again. I appreciate what you're all doing here.
I want to thank everyone for coming today. I know it's been a long day, but hopefully it's been interesting, and hopefully all of you found it useful. All the points of contacts will be on information sheets that you already have or that you'll be sent. And again, thanks for taking the time. Have a good day. Thank you.